From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Dark Melody by Christine Feehan. Now let's begin with Dark Melody. Chapter 1. Need crawled through his body and pounded out a rhythm in his mind. Music seethed and roared, filling the large bar, an edgy, compelling melody, as dark and driven as he was. The notes were ripped from deep within his soul, moved through his fingers to the guitar cradled in his arms, as he might have cradled a woman. The music was one of the few things that reminded him he was alive and not one of the undead. He could feel the stares, although he never looked up. He could hear the breathing of the crowd, the air moving through lungs like the rush of a freight train. He heard blood ebbing, flowing in veins, beckoning, a sweet seductress, teasing his senses until his craving was an obsession as dark and relentless as the shadows across his soul. They whispered, hundreds of conversations, secrets, pickup lines, the things whispered in bars under the cover of music. He heard every word clearly as he sat on the stage with the young, enthusiastic band he was jamming with. He heard the whispers of women as they discussed him. Dayan, lead guitarist for the Dark Troubadours. They wanted to bed him for all the wrong reasons, and he wanted them for reasons that would have terrified them. The song ended. The crowd roared, stomping and clapping and yelling approval. Dayan glanced at the man waiting at the bar. Cullen Tucker raised a glass of water toward him, one eyebrow up. What are we doing here? Dayan read the expression clearly, read the man's mind.